Performance for the HKDSE. Paper 3, Listening and Integrated Skills, Level 4, 2nd Edition, 2019 version. The recording copyright and the text copyright of this recording belong to Pilot Publishing Company Limited. No part of this recording may be copied or re-recorded without prior permission from the publisher. Module 1. Warm-up. Listen to a podcast about travel and answer questions 1 to 3 below. You should also answer the true or false questions by blackening the correct circles.
Hi everybody, my name is Anthony.
And my name is Uma.
And you're listening to Going Places. Uma, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
You went on a trip to Japan lately.
Yes, I did. It was almost 3 weeks of holiday, which was really nice.
I don't think anyone is going to complain about a 3 week holiday. Sounds good. Well, where did you go in Japan?
I went to Tokyo and Kyoto.
What did you do there?
You know, the usual tourist stuff like sightseeing and visiting museums and temples. Oh, I ate a lot of sushi too.
Well, I could tell. You seem to have put on a few kilos.
Oh, more than a few kilos, Anthony. But I had a great time.
Travelling is awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's my favourite thing to do. You get to see cool places and different cultures and meet different people. I like being exposed to different cultures because it gives me a better understanding of people.
And I bet it teaches you a lot about yourself.
That's right. I didn't join a tour group. I travelled in Japan on my own.
Is it easy to travel in Japan on your own?
Yes, it's quite easy. But it takes a bit of planning.
Have you travelled by yourself before?
No, I haven't. It was my first time, so I felt a bit intimidated at the beginning.
I think Japan is an excellent place for solo travellers.
I totally agree with you, Anthony. I felt very safe in Japan. Some hotels offer women-only spaces, so I felt very safe travelling in Japan on my own.